Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Coming up in just about 35 minutes, we'll be joined by Ryan Dunleavy, NFL reporter for the New York Post. We could talk some Giants and Jets with him, see how they're faring in their respective training camps. Mm-hmm.
Whoever invented air conditioning doesn't get enough run. We're talking about Crop Metcalf.
Yeah.
Like, the great inventors of the world, you think Thomas Edison.
Right.
I don't know who else you think of. Who did the printing press? Is that
Gutenberg?
I thought it was Guggenheim.
Steve Gutenberg?
I don't know.
I don't think it's Guggenheim.
But we're in the ballpark.
I'm pretty sure Gutenberg.
Right.
Invented the printing press.
No.
I would not be able to
tell
you.
This isn't necessarily an invention, but you know, Jonas Salk gets a lot of run.
Polio vaccine.
The Wright brothers, they get a lot of run.
Well, the Wright brothers, I mean, they basically invented the airplane. That's a pretty good invention.
Right. Okay. Air conditioning.
Right, so air conditioning.
Back, whoever came up with that gets no run.
It's definitely up there. It's definitely Mark Carrier.
It's mandatory. AC is mandatory.
I think it's somebody whose last name is Carrier.
Is it really?
I mean, the Carrier Dome in Syracuse for years was named after the Carrier company.
Do you have a Carrier unit?
At my home, I do not.
I've got a Goodman.
I do not have a Mark Carrier.
And I've got a Goodman. And the original unit, I don't even know who made that.
Yeah.
It looked like it was built in 1964.
I think if you have a train, you got a ball, the unit.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a pretty good name in the air.
Well, I got to be honest with you. You know, I do have a home warranty.
Right.
All right. So they will come out. I got to pay deductible every time. It's $125.
Okay.
But they'll come out and fix it. Blah, 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 blah. But
your AC is on the fritz.
No, it's been working this summer.
It's been working today.
I had one day where the guy had to come. Crop Metcalf came over and they fixed it and they put a Band-Aid on it. But every single day I go, this could be the day.
Right.
I just ask myself, is this the day that I got to replace the entire unit? And today it's going to be working overtime.
Just driving to MGM National Harbor from my house yesterday at about 3 p.m. on the Beltway, as I'm looking at the readout on my car, I just keep seeing the temperature keep ticking up and up. The outdoor temperature. It's like 96 degrees, 98 degrees, 99 degrees, 100 degrees. And I'm just thinking, I'm in stop-and-go traffic. It's 100 degrees out.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, a chance my car could overheat. I mean, there's definitely a chance that could happen. Like, I wouldn't know the first thing to do. Actually, I do know what I would do. I would call AAA. I have AAA, and I would say, I don't know what I'm doing here. I have AAA. Can you come rescue me off of the death loop known as the Beltway?
Yeah, you hope
please
that never
come
happens,
get me. I'm by Route 4, whatever exit that is. I'm near Arena Drive. I'm near a FedEx field.
But
please come rescue
there'll be
me.
So many units that just break down today.
All the units.
It will.
Yes.
Hopefully it doesn't happen to me.
Time now to hit the skins. Give you the latest from Commanders training camp.
Anything interesting yesterday?
By the way, Cakes, training camp coverage brought to you by Paul Henry's Windows. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
This is from Ethan Cadeau from NBC Sports Washington. He tweeted this 21 hours ago. This is about Matt Valdez's good friend, Logan Thomas. Logan Thomas, with an ACL injury, is walking around at practice with just a leg sleeve, no brace. Had been wearing a bulky brace prior.
Good.
I think that's a good nugget.
It is a good nugget.
You're hoping that he's ready for week one. Hopefully he's not going to start the season on the pup list.
Valdez is confident he's going to be ready week one.
Still confident about that, Valdez?
He just gave you the thumbs up.
I am. Now, I'm not the head coach, and I don't know if they'll limit his snaps on week one, but I think he will be ready to go week one.
Right. Okay.
Heard a lot of good things about Cole Turner in training
the
camp.
The best thing I heard about Cole Turner in training camp,
what you're gonna
so
say.
Far, this is the best thing you'll ever hear about a tight end if you're into fantasy football. He can't block worth a lick. You're a better blocker than Cole Turner, Jason Bishop.
That's fine. Can he catch touchdown passes?
That's what's important. Yeah. For me...
Apparently his hands are really good.
I don't want a big, stiff, inline blocker like a glorified, you know, lineman that can run a 4.940 and catch an occasional pass or two. I want a matchup nightmare, a guy who's going to get out into routes, run a ton of routes, and catch balls.
John Bates is their blocking tight end.
John Bates has to do all, let although him do all the grunt work.
Although he's been banged up, too. I believe
he has been banged up.
I don't know
but
if he played
Bateman
yesterday.
Is primarily a block.
Yes, Bateman.
Bateman/Bates. Let him block all day long.
Rivera used to call him Bateman.
Understood.
He's corrected that.
Let Logan Thomas and Cole Turner do all the ball catching.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good
You're going to see Cole Turner a lot in the preseason.
Yeah, I think you should.
You will.
And bulletin. Hey, fantasy players. Carson Wentz loves throwing the ball to tight ends. Look at his numbers with Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert while he was in Philly.
It's kind of annoying when he whispers into the mic.
Why is it annoying?
It tilts me.
It sounds so terrible. I hate it. He does it all the time because he thinks it's funny. I hate it.
I like it.
No, it is kind of funny, but it like hurts my ears.
I just hate the way it sounds. But okay, I'm sorry.
I didn't realize it's so polarizing.
I like it, Cakes.
It's very. It's a polarizing
I've got your back.
Thing. People either love it.
You know what? That is the new Junkies poll of the day. Brought to you by Van Meter Homes. I'll let you get up. At Junks Radio. How would you describe that? Your whisper voice?
His ASRM voice.
Do you like A-S-R-M. Cakes' whisper voice?
Do you like Cakes whispering into the mic? There's your question.
All right.
There it is. All right. These next nuggets I'm going to steal directly from our friend Pete Haley, who's out at training camp.
I love Pete.
So I like to attribute, these guys were doing the hard work, and then I'm just regurgitating it to everybody. So Pete Haley, thank you for doing the work and being out on the sidelines in Ashburn. He's got I do like this. He's got a Curtis Samuel practice tracker. Okay. On
it's up
column.
To one.
It's as he says, it's heading in the right direction as we can finally change the zero to a one.
Good.
Samuel was used in 11-on-11s, and though he never got loose deep, he caught at least three screens and was also deployed as a decoy to free up J.D. McKissic in the flat on one play. Thursday's expected to be a walkthrough-like event, so Friday's going to be really the next time to the opportunity for everybody to monitor how well Curtis Samuel is progressing in the plan.
So he snapped the six-day no-practice streak and got
Correct.
In yesterday. Good.
Correct.
All right, well, you got to feel good about that. But like you said, you got to go back-to-back.
Correct. You have to show some consistency and be able to bounce back from a practice and or a game when you get into the regular season,
mm-hmm.
when bulletin guys are actually going to be hitting you. That's what you have to be concerned about,
right.
is contact, getting in pileups.
But he was 100%. He was sprinting, full sprints.
He was fine.
All right.
He was out there doing all the work. Now, three guys who were holdouts, some pretty big names in here, William Jackson III, De'Ami Brown, and Bobby McCain. They all participated in the installation periods, so whatever was sidelining them, I guess, couldn't have been too serious. Deron Payne was given a veteran maintenance day.
I will say that 2 days ago, I forgot to bring this up yesterday, 2 days ago, Someone texted me who was, I'm not going to say who, someone texted me who was at the practice 2 days ago says that Jamin Davis could be a 100% bust the room.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He could be a bust.
Somebody just said he just flat out can't play. Did they have any sort of
details
to back it up?
That's all he told me.
I mean, it's not a shocker based on his rookie season.
Well, I know, but you'd think in his second year he'd improve a little bit. But based on the practice that this guy saw, he said it could be a bust. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Some bad injury news. This is from Tuesday. Undrafted linebacker Drew White tore his ACL on Tuesday. He's going to miss the rest of the season. You know, it's kind of a, it's obviously a sad story for a guy just trying to make the roster in an area of need for the Commanders. So he blows his knee out. He will miss the entire season.
Did you see, by the way, you see the Broncos lost two guys on the same day to ACL tears, including
I saw Tim Patrick. I saw Tim Patrick blew out his ACL in Denver. I did not see the second player.
It was a backup. Might have been a lineman or a linebacker, but okay. Wasn't a name I recognized, but two. They lost two in the same day.
This is the real danger time for teams in training camp, is heading into the first preseason games, and you know the Commanders just put pads on for the practice. I think it was... Was yesterday the first padded practice or the day before?
I think it was yesterday.
So when the hitting starts and you know guys are planting, you're going to get some of these non-contact injuries, some ACL tears. You're going to start seeing some injuries
Achilles,
pop up.
Groins, triceps.
Right. Yep. And that's,
you're seeing a lot of
and
that.
And that's why when you see, like, you're going to see the preseason game tonight between the Raiders and the Jags, I think more and more teams are just, they're keeping their starters sidelined until week one. You're seeing less and less of starters play in preseason because you just don't want these guys blowing out a knee or you know breaking their clavicle in week one.
Now, what would be devastating, you rarely see quarterbacks get hurt in the preseason. In practices, you rarely see that. But what would be devastating for this team is if a McLaurin went down with an ankle or something more serious.
Right.
A Dotson, you know, someone like that. That would be devastating. Gibson.
And you know, that's why the team was being so
cautious. I would hold those guys out.
They're being cautious with him over the past few days where he just had a minor hamstring deal. And they're like, you go over on the side. Mm-hmm. You don't need to get hit right now. You don't need to get exposed to all of the bodies flying around.
So who else was on the side yesterday?
I'd have to look.
Obviously, Logan, Chase, Curtis was not on the
side.
Yeah,
I mean, all the guys with the long, lingering, long-term recovery type of injuries. So one other note at defensive tackle, Fedarian Mathis having a very strong rookie camp. Mm-hmm. It sounds like Daron Payne in a contract year is having a big camp as well. So Payne wants to get the numbers up. He wants to be an impact guy. He wants to get that big Jonathan Allen type of deal, whether it's from the Commanders or from another team. He's looking to have a big campaign in 2022.
I saw an interview with Jonathan Allen a couple days ago, and he was asked what your expectations are for this year. Mm-hmm. He said, there's 31 losers and there's one winner, because I want to be the winner.
Well,
it's a great goal.
So he won't be happy with anything else other than winning the Super Bowl.
I mean, he is coming from Alabama.
That's what he's used to it.
Funny that Nick Saban yesterday was saying Alabama had a rebuilding year last year.
Oh, please.
For them, it was.
Yeah, that's basically where the standard has been set in Tuscaloosa.
He should have changed that to reload.
Right. All right, that's your look around Commanders training camp. We'll talk more NFL coming up in just about 25 minutes. We'll be joined by Ryan Dunleavy, NFL reporter for the New York Post here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So super mega P1 of the station, Tailgate Ted, he tweeted at me yesterday, and I can't remember exactly the context of it, but he was going out to the Rage Against the Machine concert at Capital One.
A lot of people went out there. I saw Kevin McCarthy was there with Steve Genevieve from Fox 5.
Yeah. They were in town, I think, for back-to-back nights at Capital One.
Very cool.
And Ted was like, I must have mentioned them on Twitter or the show, one or the other. And he's like, do you want me to pick you up a T-shirt while I'm at the show? And I responded back. I was like, it's very nice of you. I appreciate the gesture, but I'm just not super. I was never super into Rage Against the Machine. I liked them. A lot of good songs, right. But I don't know that.
Would never wear a T-shirt.
I don't know that I would wear a Rage Against the Machine
T-shirt. How's he going to fit in with his 20 Iron Maiden shirts?
Yeah, I mean, it's very exclusive real estate in my closet, JP. My 20 Iron Maiden tees hanging up. Like, where would it
you
fit?
You hang up your Iron Maiden T-shirts?
Yes, JP. Those are my premium T-shirts. Yes, they have a spot in the closet, of course.
Wow.
Of course
I get a spot in the closet, but I don't know. But I'm a drawers guy. T-shirts go in drawers for me. You don't hang them up.
My question is, have I missed the boat on Rage Against the Machine and then coming back and now that it's a thing again with Rage? I don't know. Like, I feel like am I missing out? Am I missing something?
I don't think so. It's music. So some people some people don't.
I mean, you said you liked them. You don't like them enough to wear a T-shirt, but you like their music. So how did you miss the boat? I mean, you liked them when they were popular.
I don't know. I just
because he's missing out because he saw all the videos. Yeah.
Do I have FOMO on Rage Against the Machine?
I don't care about Rage either, but I've seen all the videos from last night, last couple nights, and everyone I know was at this concert.
Right.
And just the place was jam-packed.
I mean, let's be honest. Bulls on Parade and Killing in the Name of are gigantic smash-olas.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, they're just huge hits.
Huge songs. But I don't go super deep into their catalog. I'm not like a huge Rage guy.
People of the Sun. I could probably only name three or four songs.
Right. I mean, this song,
they got a unique sound, I will say that.
Certainly.
Because of his voice. What's the guy's name? What's the lead singer?
Zach De La Rocha.
Zach De La Rocha.
I mean, when we're long gone, somebody's gonna cue this song up in the year 3,022 and say, well,
that band was baldy.
That was a freaking smash. Like this just transcends centuries.
All right,
and
so
millennia.
What are some of these videos you're talking about from last night? I
think Drabby was following it along more closely than I did.
Obviously on social.
Yeah.
People were posting it.
I didn't see videos, but I saw Kevin was there. I saw Steve Schneevy, and I saw Tailgate Ted.
Well, everyone on my Facebook feed is posting the videos.
Right.
All my friends. And
right.
Just, I do have a little bit of FOMO. And I care not at all about Rage. I didn't even know Zach De La Rocha was still breathing, to be honest.
What's the last concert Drab T-shirt attended?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
been many years.
It's been years for him.
Well, again, he's not into music.
I know, but all of a sudden he wants to go to a concert?
Like, again, it's less about going to the concert and more about FOMO. You see, everybody else is like, "Hey, we're going down to Cap One, man. We're gonna go watch Rage. We're gonna act like it's 1998 again."
Drab wants to get in the mosh pit.
Well, I did want to go to Limp Bizkit when I saw their tour,
right?
Because I saw them at Madison Square Garden and in Baltimore,
right?
Same type of vibe, like everyone just losing their mind,
right?
Reliving the glory days.
I've been to three concerts this year.
Yeah,
I just wrote them down.
Okay,
I think they were all sold out.
Yeah,
Cap One,
mm-hmm.
All sellouts. Ricky Martin, Enrique Iglesias.
Right.
You'd have to pay me big money to go to that one.
$5,000.
Big money.
Bad money.
Ricky.
Bigger money.
Ricky.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh,
I get so
sorry. I don't think there's enough
Machine
money.
Machine Gun Kelly. By the way, speaking of Glory Days, which Drabby referenced, did I see that Bruce Springsteen is playing? Is he playing the relaunch of the old W Baltimore Arena in Baltimore for his tour?
Is he?
I think he is. That shocks me. By the way, I think they poured a bunch of money into that spot. I think Kevin Durant is like one of the...
He's an investor.
I think he's one of the co-investors in pumping some life into that old-ass building in Baltimore. And I couldn't believe that the Bolf, Bruce Springsteen, is going to be playing. Well, when I saw he was playing in Baltimore, I was like, well, he's got to be playing M&T Bank, right? He's got to be playing M&T Bank Stadium.
Is this 2022?
Baltimore Arena,
or just
April 7th, 2023. Yeah. He'll be here March 27th at Capital One Arena,
mm-hmm.
But April 7th, Baltimore Arena.
He's playing Wells
get
Fargo.
Your tickets.
I was shocked by that. By the way,
he's playing the Bryce Jordan at
Penn
State.
How about this, Jason?
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll do this. You can get Section 210, Row D. $550.
My mom would have paid it.
Well, some of Springsteen's tickets are going for like
$5,000.
$5,000.
Oh, yeah. Section 120, row F, 716.
I saw Bruce Springsteen in concert.
Almost $1,300.
At the Super Bowl, Tampa, Florida.
For free.
Halftime show.
For free.
For free.
Exactly. That's the best way to do it.
And he played for about 20 minutes.
You know what?
And I was good.
This does make me seem old. I know this. I feel like not seeing Bruce Springsteen at some point is a hole in my concert resume.
Oh, right.
Not seeing Bruce Springsteen, hole. Not seeing Pearl Jam live, hole. I'm trying to think if there are any other.
So go see him next year at the Baltimore Arena. Isn't that where the Baltimore Blast used to play?
Correct.
Maybe they still currently play? Is the Baltimore Blast still a thing?
I think they are still a thing in Baltimore. I would go see Bruce Springsteen, of course, if I got free tickets.
Right.
I mean, I'm not
what are you going to do with your money, Cakes?
What am I doing with my money?
No, what are you going to do with it?
He's going to save it.
Are you going to take it with you to the next life?
No, he's going to live on it when he retires and this gravy train stops.
Hopefully that's the case. Yeah. And
that's what
I'm also actively paying or helping to pay three tuitions. So that's what I'm doing with my money, if you must know.
I hate when people say, what are you going to do with your money? You can't die with your money. I hate that. You need, if you die tomorrow, obviously, but if you live a normal life expectancy is going to be late 70s, early 80s, you need the money.
Certainly. You know what? You know what I'll need money for? Tournament buy-ins that are not at MGM National Harbor.
Tournament buy-ins are you paying for?
That's just a disclaimer.
Uh-huh.
Because all of my tournament buy-ins there covered.
Cakes, you know what's overrated?
Poker ambassador.
What's overrated?
Yes.
Generational wealth. What do I care about my descendants 8 generations from now? That's their problem. It's time for you to...
No.
It's time for
you care about
I care about my grandkids.
You care about your daughters, obviously, and your grandkids.
You care
after
about
that?
After that, I don't care.
Much interest.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, you care about your family's well-being and wealth. You don't care about... None of us in here care about generational wealth. Because, hello, none of us are named Juan Soto. Your name isn't Bradley Beal. I mean, those are the people that are building generational wealth. Yeah, we are not doing it.
All
things.
I'm saying is, if you have a hole in your resume...
Yeah.
Which you have.
I do, clearly.
You just mentioned two... Mm-hmm. Iconic bands,
correct?
That you are a fan of, but there's and would a like limit. To go see him in
there's
concert.
A limit on how much
he
he's
could
willing
spend. $1,000, and he's not
going to
do
that. No
Here's
chance.
What I'm going to do. I'm going to reach out to our friend RJ here at Odyssey and be like, "Got a golf tickets?"
Yeah.
And if he says no, then that's fine. At least I asked and I inquired.
I'm looking at Rage.
How about this? I won't even inquire.
I might inquire. There might be an inquiry.
What were you saying about these? Rage?
I said, I'm looking at Rage's catalog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you think they're good enough to play a Super Bowl halftime show?
I think so.
I think they're too political. Like, the NFL would not come within a million miles of them. The NFL wants safe.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't want...
But I think their catalog's big enough, yes.
You know what happened?
That would be a silly halftime show.
I don't know what year this was, but Rage Against the Machine went to go play on, BBC Live over in London, and... They had the band about as they were about to take the stage, and they're like, "Hey, we'd really appreciate it if you guys would not use the F word." And what do you think happened? Uh-huh. Rage Against the Machine went out and dropped the F bomb in Killing in the Name of 30 times.
Were they the band too
TV?
That also did a whole set naked? Who am I thinking of?
I think
that
that's
just
the
went
Chili Peppers.
That's
right?
The Chili Peppers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Chili Peppers
with socks on there. You fill in the blanks. Yeah. Rhymes with socks.
And
that whole thing.
Cakes thinks that the chilies are overrated. I disagree.
Look, I know that I'm in the minority because when I was in Atlanta a couple weekends ago, they're playing Truist Park.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the Braves play.
Correct.
And it holds about 40,000 people. So I know they're wildly popular.
It is Open Line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. All you have to do is call us at 800-636-1067.
Yep.
Who's up?
That is Andrew in Chantilly, in Drab Tilly on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. What's up, Andrew?
How you guys doing this morning?
What's up, Andrew?
So I went to the Rage Against the Machine concert on Tuesday. Me and my buddy went the 400 level. I had never heard one song from them.
Really? What type of music do you typically listen to?
I normally listen to country music. You know, I'll listen to Guns N' Roses and, Van Halen,
That's my
Otis
guy.
Red. Oh. Huh?
I said, you're my guy. You're like Van Halen and Guns N' Roses. You love white trash rock, and I love it.
Yep, and me and my buddy went and saw Slash at Silver Spring, but it was funny. We were up in the 400 section, and down on the floor level, I swear to God, they just had this gigantic mosh pit. And I've got to actually go back and listen because I couldn't understand a word that this singer was saying.
All right, well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. That is one thing that I couldn't believe when I saw the pics of, somebody sent the shot of the floor before the show started. No seats on the floor, but I guess they had run they're like, well, Rage, they get after it. The crowd's going to be a little bit wild.
Right.
We're just going to make the floor general admission. And that's too crazy for me. Can't get anywhere near the mosh pits. I'm 51 years old, nearly 52. I need to stay as far away from those as possible. I need to be way in the back or off to the side. I don't need mosh pits around me. That's for 20-year-olds. I'm way past 20.
Jason, I think I'm going to get back into the concert game here on September 8th when the Red Hot Chili Peppers come to Nats Park.
That
seems
right.
Like it's just a silly... I like concerts with about 10 smash hits.
Are the Strokes opening? It's a pretty good opening band.
I like the Strokes.
They have a couple smashes.
Strokes are pretty good. For an opening band for the Chili Peppers, it's pretty solid.
So that's on a Thursday night, isn't it?
Better not be one of those Nats Park concerts that starts at 3 p.m. The last one.
No, it's not going to be
definitely
that.
Joan Jett opening up at lunchtime.
Well, you can go see Lady Gaga in 4 days at Nats Park.
Well, I don't care about her.
Didn't realize that. Why are you sullying the stadium tour, Drab? That was a great tour. Joan Jett. Poison, Motley Crue, Def Leppard. That's a great lineup. So great that I didn't go.
Right.
And crew came on stage at 1 a.m.
Okay, but there was a massive thunderstorm that rolled through the park. They had to shut it down for a while.
They all did perform.
They all performed, yes.
Next three concerts at Nats Park.
Yes.
August 8th, that's Monday, Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Pretty big act.
There'll be 50,000 monsters there supporting her. Mm-hmm. That's what her fans are called, right? The monsters? Okay.
You mentioned the Chili Peppers, but before the Chili Peppers is Bad Bunny, who's back in D.C. He already sold at Cap One Arena.
So now he's
going to sell at Nats Park.
Oh, good for him.
And Alesso. So it's Bad Bunny and Alesso. Then you've got the Chili Peppers.
Right.
And then have you ever heard of Elton John?
I have heard of Elton John. Yes. Kind of intrigued to go see him, too. I'm not going to lie. Though I probably won't go to
see him. When's the Elton John concert?
September, maybe?
September.
September, October.
I think it was September 24th.
Yeah. Mm. I think that's his farewell tour. So if you want to see Elton John.
For the last time. Yeah, you're right.
This is the time to do it. You better get out there. Nats Park. Some pretty big acts rolling through there over the next few months.
Of course. Gaga and Elton John. Huge.
Something people actually want to go out to that park to see and watch.
On a Thursday night?
Right.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Right. You'd call in Gaga.
I don't think Drabby's actually going to go see the Chili's.
He probably won't.
He's not. He couldn't even think of his last concert.
He's going to sleep at the Homewood.
What does that have to do with going to see
him? Drabby.
Just because it's a Thursday night.
Because you're not a concert guy.
The Odyssey Suite. It's calling your name.
I'll hit up RJ.
I think you should.
All right.
I think you will.
Prove me wrong.
You know what? When's the concert?
That's like the day before our poker open.
Yeah, he's not thinking.
I was about to say, if you go, I would go.
Same night.
That's right.
Oh, it's same, the 8th?
It's September 8th.
Yeah. Oh,
well, there you go.
Can't go.
NFL season opener.
Oh, definitely not going. Not going. Coming up next.
By the way, the Whisper Voice, last I checked. What's your guess, Cakes? Pro or con on Whisper Voice?
Tell me it's con.
I'm going to say 52% like, 48% hate.
Have you looked?
I have not.
Is that what it is?
It is right now. The question is, do you like Money Metal Cakes whispering into the microphone? 39% yes, 61% no.
Thank you.
I'm on the wrong side of history over here.
I'm doing a Bickle. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm in the 39% Cakes.
All right. When we come back, we will talk some more NFL. We'll be joined by Ryan Dunleavy, NFL reporter for the New York Post. We'll talk some Giants and Jets with him next on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We head out now to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. We're joined by Ryan Dunleavy, NFL reporter for the New York Post. Give him a follow on Twitter, at RYDunleavy. Ryan, good morning. How are you, man?
Good. How are you?
What's up?
We are doing well. We want to start picking your brain on the Commanders' NFC East opponent, the New York Giants. There's a new sheriff in town with Brian Daboll coming in from Buffalo. Give us an overview on how camp has gone so far. How's the new offense looking under Daboll? We know they're very pass-heavy in Buffalo under Josh Allen. Are we going to see more of that with Daniel Jones and company going forward?
That's a good question. I don't think they're going to be as pass-heavy because Daboll, like most coaches want to do, is very much about playing to his personnel strengths. And obviously the Giants don't have Josh Allen, and they have a better running back than Buffalo had, whether it was, you know, Devin Singletary or Zach Moss. So it will be about getting Saquon Barkley the ball. Now, I think finally, 5 years into his career, Saquon Barkley is going to be able to get the ball in more than a 1990s, you know, handed off to Emmitt Smith with a fullback in front of him formation, because that's never been Saquon's strength, and the Giants have tried to jam a square peg into a round hole. I think you're going to see some Saquon in the slot, some Saquon on swing passes, some Saquon on wheel routes. So I think you'll see a lot of Saquon. I think you'll see him running the ball. Look, he's their best playmaker still, so I think you'll see a lot of him. He looks healthy. He looks explosive. And right now, Kadarius Toney looks healthy and explosive. And truthfully, the Giants didn't have a weapon as good as either of a healthier those two all last year and probably all the year before that.
Yeah, you mentioned Toney. I just remember watching him in that Dallas game. I want to see he had like 11 grabs or maybe more. Like, he was uncoverable in that game. And if they can harness that, like, and get that on a more consistent basis, they have a real weapon on their hands if you get that week in, week out from Toney instead of just the flashes of it that you saw last year.
Well, can Jones get him the ball? That's
right,
the question.
Right.
Do you remember how that game ended?
I can't quite remember.
Did Jones throw a pick?
I'd love for you to refresh our memory on it.
Toney got ejected for punching a guy in the face.
Okay. Yeah. Not great.
So that's kind of Kadarius Toney's rookie year. Right. Like, there were flashes of brilliance,
yep,
and then there were flashes of bonehead moves on and off the field. He couldn't stay healthy. He had another way that game ended. He was on a cart for X-rays because he was playing through incredible ankle pain. He had seven different injuries his rookie year, seven different body parts his rookie year. It was like a game of Operation. He's kind of an enigma, and if he can stay healthy, and if Daniel Jones can get him the ball, and I appreciate the way you guys put that, but really, I think so much of last year's problem was the Giants had the worst NFL offensive line I've ever seen, not just in the league last year, I've ever seen. It was preventing them from being functional, I think. So I think that's a lot of why the receivers didn't get the ball last year. Jones, you know, quarterback gets the credit, quarterback gets the blame. But I think it started with the offensive line last year. And I think they've upgraded that from 32nd best in the league to probably somewhere in the 20s. That's still not good, but, you know, NFL caliber at least. Baby steps here, guys.
Yep,
well,
yep.
Another guy they brought in last year, now this was via free agency, was Kenny Golladay. And I feel when I read about Kenny Golladay in New York, it reminds me of Curtis Samuel here in Washington. Is he participating in camp every day? Is he one of these guys that gets rest? What's going on with Kenny Golladay? Because there were a lot of expectations for him, and he had zero touchdown catches last year and just 37 catches overall.
There should be expectations. He's making like $17 million a season at this point.
Yeah, he is their so their two highest paid players, cap hit wise, are Leonard Williams on defense, who is having a dominant camp, probably the second best training camp I've ever seen behind the Jets' Carl Lawson last year. And we didn't get to see Lawson because he tore his Achilles at the end of the camp. He would have been a nightmare, I think. And then Leonard Williams this year having a dominant camp. And then on the offensive side of the ball, it's Galladay, the biggest salary cap hit. And you're right, he did not live up to expectations last year. He is one of those guys who gets rest. He was rested all of OTAs. He got a rest day Monday, and then he came back yesterday and had his best day of camp. So, look, he's never going to be a big separation guy. He's NFL next-gen stats. He's never going to love Kenny Galladay. But what they're going to have to do is throw it up and let him win contested catches, and let him run through tackles after he gets the ball. Those are his two elite traits, and they're going to have to play to them.
Getting back to Kwon, is this a contract year for Barkley?
It is, yep.
All right. So what do you expect from him? Look, I think that's the whole key to the offense, like you said. If he stays healthy, okay, they can do some damage and score some points. But, he hasn't proven that the last couple of years. But it's a contract year, different offense. Like you said, they got to get him the ball. What do you expect from him?
I expect a huge year. He has a massive chip on his shoulder. He looks healthy and explosive. The talent's still there. He's plenty motivated. He knows how running backs are treated, second contract wise. He knows he's going to have to go out and earn the deal that Kamara or McCaffrey or Cook got. So I expect the Giants to ride him. I really do. Cause I don't know if, look, Joe Shane's history, the GM here, has never been, no matter what team he was on, to have a highly paid running back. So I don't know if Saquon Barkley's future is with the Giants. And if it's not, that's even more reason for them to ride him and then pass on. So I think a big year for Saquon. I don't know what it means for his future, but I think he'll be looked at much more like he used to be at this time next year than he is right now.
I'm looking at their win total. I'm not sure if you're a gambler. You might be a little biased, but the Giants' win total is 7. You like the over or the under?
I could not be more on the under.
All right. That answers that question.
So we're joined by Ryan Dunleavy, NFL reporter for the New York Post, at RY Dunleavy on Twitter. They added another weapon through the draft for Daniel Jones, kind of a do-everything, jack-of-all-trades type out of Kentucky, Wandale Robinson.
Originally went to Nebraska and said, I got to get the hell out of here because Scott Frost was killing me.
How has he looked so far in camp? What sort of role do you see him taking on with this offense in year one for the rookie?
It's funny because he has a lot of the same skill sets as Kadarius Toney. He's, a shifty kind of slot receiver. I think they can be on the field at the same time. I really do. And that's the key, because you don't want to, minimize a first round pick last year or a second round pick this year. You want them to be on the field at the same time. He's looked really good. I mean, look, he is small. He is generously 5'8". But we've seen receivers who are 5'8". This is in the 90s NFL. We've seen smaller receivers be able to get the ball in space and do some things, and that's who Wandale Robinson is.
All right. Quickly, let's move over to the Jets. Obviously, a bad year last year, but they had a really good draft, drafting Garrett Wilson and drafting Breece Hall. They got Jermaine Johnson, a defensive end from Florida State. Sauce Gardner, DB out of Cincy. So they had a ton of first-round picks. They get Breece Hall in the second round, but it all comes down to Zach Wilson, and he had some bad games last year. What are you hearing on him so far in camp?
Yeah, he had his best day yesterday. You couldn't be more right. Look, the Jets have in the NFC, I to tell you, the Jets are a playoff team. Like, they have a good roster, and their two problems are their quarterback's a total wild card, as most second-year quarterbacks are. That's usually when you look to the quarterback to take the step. Not everybody's Justin Herbert as a rookie. So you expect him to take the step. And then the AFC is just a murderer's row. I mean, the Jets have a good team and might not be, you can't pencil in a sure win. Like, oh, they're definitely better than that team till like week 11 around Thanksgiving. And it's just like, oh my God, they could be a good team and start 3-0 and 4 and 3-7.
Ryan, is the buzz that Flacco is outperforming Wilson in camp thus far, or at least in stretches, is that accurate?
It's hard to say. I mean, look, he faces the second team defense. So I'm never a big, unless you're getting first team snaps. Like, that's the story at Giants, too. It's like, oh, Tyrod Taylor's looked really good. He's one of the best backups in the NFL. Yeah, well, he's also facing a bunch of guys who are going to be on the practice squad or, you know, special teamers when the regular season starts. So it's the same thing with Flacco. I would expect a 38-year-old veteran who's won Super Bowls to be able to pick apart a bunch of rookie free agents. So so unless he's getting first-team snaps, I don't think it's an apples-to-apples comparison.
Is this a I don't want to say it's a critical year for Zach Wilson, but, I mean, 9 touchdowns and 11 picks. I mean, they certainly expected more out of that top pick, but I don't want to say it's
he had nobody to throw to last year.
I don't want to say it's a hot seat, but he's got to be much better if he wants to be the starter in year 3, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't go as far as, I mean, very few quarterbacks lose their starting job. Who drafted number 2 overall lose their starting job before year 3. Look, it's a huge year for Daniel Jones. It's do or die for Daniel Jones. For Zach Wilson, yeah, there's a lot on Zach Wilson because the Jets expect to be a playoff team. They have a good roster. I mean, Joe Douglas is in his 4th year. I mean, his fate, the GM, his fate depends on Zach Wilson. So, yeah, there's a lot riding on Zach Wilson. I would say his do or die is next year. But, yeah, he gets the benefit of the doubt this year. He won't get the benefit of the doubt next year. So, yeah, he needs to prove it. And he obviously makes a lot of headlines for off-the-field stuff. He needs to turn that narrative into on-the-field stuff.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, how do you see the workload getting split in that backfield? Michael Carter is in his 2nd year. They draft Breece Hall relatively high this past draft. How do you see that working out there?
Michael Carter had a nice year last year, but you don't trade up to the 36th or 34th overall pick and then do a 50-50 split. So I would expect Breece Hall to be, you know, get the lion's share of the work. I mean, they won't leave out Michael Carter, but, you know, I would expect Breece Hall to be the lead dog, and word is he's looked pretty special, even with the pads on and all. So I would expect him to be an early contender for Rookie of the Year.
Well, I just learned that his name is pronounced Bryce and not Breece from what you're saying. So thank you. I appreciate that. Ryan,
I think that might be my mistake, guys.
Yeah, I don't think it's Breece.
No worries. They have a
Breece Hall at corner, a Breece Hall at running back, and a Breece Huff at defensive line. So forgive me.
Okay.
Hey, Jets, kinda confusing. Jets over under 6 wins.
Right on there. I'd probably go over. I'd probably go 7.
Very nice, Ryan. We appreciate your time as always. NFL reporter for The New York Post at RY Dunleavy on the Twitter. We'll talk to you again soon, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, bro.
When we come back, we will get back into the Commanders. We had Jason Reed on the show just a few days ago, longtime columnist, former beat reporter for the Redskins when he was here in D.C. He's not very optimistic about how the Commanders are going to do. He thinks they're going to be lucky to win 6 games. We'll get into that, and we'll take your calls on that as well at 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.